in my own travels and being in the industry for a while, I've noticed that there are really two kinds of recovery out there that I see people tap into. And again, this isn't scientific by any means, but it's just based on a little bit of my experience. And that first one is probably one that we all relate to and have seen again and again and again. And it's this idea that somebody goes to treatment or gets into therapy and they start replacing their addiction to drugs and alcohol with working out, better nutrition, going to a lot of different support groups, volunteering. Oh my gosh, that's one that I know that I used a lot. And then another one is busy work. And one of the things that I noticed in my own recovery, which I'm going to share a little bit more in detail here shortly, that when I was first looking into trying to get out of addiction, I found myself doing just this. I was gung-ho in working out. I was gung-ho in being busy. And I remember that I had this fear that was always nagging at me. I was concerned that if I got thrown off of a schedule, or if all of a sudden I wasn't able to go to a certain support group, or if for some reason I had gained a little extra weight, all of a sudden it just threw me into this chaos. And I'm almost sure all of you are familiar with this approach, where people just they switch one addiction for, I'm afraid, another one. And here's the thing. It's accompanied with frustration, with struggle, with unsettledness, and underneath it all, if you know what I'm talking about here, that there can be this underlying fear. In fact, I recall, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a group and somebody was celebrating a decade of recovery. You know, this is a time for celebration. This is a time for excitement. And then he said something that just really stuck out to me that I found really disheartening. And it was, he had this belief that if he missed one day of meetings, if he missed one day, that he was scared to death that he would go back to using again. And here's the thing. This approach is probably the most common, and as many of us know, if you're in this industry and have been in this for a while, you know that success is low. That this is where those revolving doors, and we continue to see clients go in and out of detox and in and out of treatment, and they, you know, and when they leave, boy, they are as confident as ever that they're going to have this success, and yet we see them back in 30 days or 90 days or whatever the case may be. And that is, unfortunately, the reality we live in. You know, our numbers of success are very low. People, though, have such a desire to want to change. And I certainly got to experience that in my own process and in my own recovery. So I want to spend most of our time today talking about the other type of recovery, one that has been a game changer and a life changer for me, and I know for other people. But unfortunately, it's something that we don't see often enough. The other type that I'm talking about, of course, is when somebody just has a light switch go on and they have this moment of clarity and things just are clear to them, like they just automatically get it. You know, they may have struggled, and then all of a sudden things just change dramatically for them and they just stop. And recovery kind of becomes second nature. Like it's just a part of who they are now.